Oh my God, what am I doing? YouTube, good morning. My name is Desiree. Welcome to my channel, Just Thinking Out Loud. This is the second part of a two-part series. In my first video on inequality, I argued that inequality is a natural state of human affairs, that persons may want to combat it, but that this should be done in ways that do not infringe on the freedom and agency of others. I specifically talked about focusing on creating self-sufficiency rather than rewarding people with the end products of material wealth. I also wanted to delve into the current data that tells us we live in an unequal society to focus on how data is used to play into people's perception of the world they live in as being unfair. I think persons should be skeptical of what they're constantly being told, understanding that politicians and the media like to tell persons what they want to hear and present the world in a way which is unjust in order to propose solutions to the problems and to fix it and to make it fair. Persons may or may not understand that this is their job because it's their livelihood. It depends on the public's positive perception of them. It is literally to tell you exactly what you want to hear. Even if they're coming from a good place or are ignorant of more information or they have good intentions. I want to bring this up not only to question what we hear, but to point out that persons who are trying to help others, in truth or in deceit, may be ignoring the effects of constantly pushing this information and ignoring other avenues of helping certain groups. Before I continue, I am neither a statistician nor an economist, but I do understand certain concepts. First of all, data is like a woman getting hit on. The same data can give you a different answer depending on how you approach it. The research shouldn't be presented without holding for all relevant variables constant, specifically those that are known to influence the outcome that is being looked at. This data may not even be collected for. For example, when talking about income, showing that groups with the same education level earn different amounts on average is near meaningless. Not all education is the same, whether in quality or degree of relevant specialization to the job. It is hard to find data that does hold other variables constant when describing these things. I would think that this data is difficult to collect in the first place, so persons should be wary that the data may not be giving you the whole picture. You can talk about groups in terms of black and white, but what happens when you break it down further into groups? For example, if you're talking about African immigrants versus native black Americans, or Americans with Eastern European heritage versus those with Western European heritage, or Italian Americans versus Irish Americans, or so on, you're going to get a different message. People within highly successful groups may not be doing very well, but persons pay no attention to them because their larger umbrella group is doing well. And conversely, persons may receive preferential treatment when they belong to a subgroup which is doing very well, even though the larger umbrella group is not. When talking about classes, these are mostly transient groups in real life. This is something that is very interesting to me, although the statistical category does not change when analyzing data over time. So when people talk about the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, they are not necessarily talking about the same persons over decades or generations. Using income to describe poverty or riches can be misleading because a person's income may vary drastically from year to year, depending on seasonality of profits due to the industry or cumulative earnings such as capital gains. Another thing is that higher income does not necessarily mean better ability to buy things, depending on person's dependence, more financial burdens, location-dependent living expenses, college or medical expenses. So persons screaming about the 1% may be screaming at people who do not have much left over or who they are going to be later on in life. When one group is being compared against the other, the age distribution within the group may differ, and age is positively correlated with income. When talking about household income, more people may be working in one household and not another. There are probably many more examples, but these are things I've learned about. I don't know how many other people are aware of them, and maybe I was just very ignorant, but I presume that other people also may not know about this, hence I'm making my video. For a country that is so focused on pitting groups against each other based on economic inequality and using data to prove it, the whole country should know that they would need to be very competent in understanding data in order to glean a narrative from it. Second of all, the data supporting the current narrative is tenuous at best. Currently, the standard trope on TV is that we live in a world of white supremacy or some variation of this, This is generally backed up by data on how other groups, especially blacks as a whole, earn less income than whites. It is hard to talk about wealth because that is cumulative, but in terms of how groups may or may not be advancing, you do focus on income. And they talk about how the lack of historical legal power through slavery or preferential job offerings or community building can explain current trends. If that can't explain it, then individual racism is the cause. This ignores the fact that Asians and Jews earn more median income than whites, if you separate Jews out. Right now, anytime I see data on blacks and whites, I think other groups should be used as well, such as immigrants, specifically, who share the same skin color of blacks and would presumably be experiencing the same things. And then they would say, oh, well, they don't have the same history, but if a certain history produces a certain mindset, and we know that a certain mindset will result in certain things such as discrimination not having the same effect that they do have on black Americans, then maybe people should look into that, you know, and not just keep talking about how people cannot do anything to change the situation and that it's all external. For example, Nigerian immigrants, if separated out, earn more than whites. For Asians and Jews and Irish and Italians and lots of groups, this is despite historical discrimination and experience of white supremacy in the US through the state and through individual prejudice and bias. Following the same logic that blacks earning less than whites is evidence for there being systemic discrimination, that would mean that whites as a whole earning less than Asians as a whole are experiencing discrimination by Asian supremacy. So the same data that is used to define oppression between blacks and whites in the US is not important when talking about other groups. One counter argument could be that the causal agent for why one group succeeds does not have to be the same for why another group succeeds. But when it is the same issue, that being discrimination was actually experienced by the groups that are now doing well, it simply negates the argument. From what I see, the data shows that groups can and have succeeded in spite of discrimination. Therefore, discrimination does not automatically mean being at the lower end of income earners. Wouldn't that prompt persons to say, maybe there is something else going on? It doesn't have to be one thing, it could be a combination of things. Another counter-argument could be that discrimination was not as bad. After all, what can compare to slavery? Well, apart from the difficulty and or disrespect in quantitatively defining human emotions, such as suffering, slaves are slaves. The only people who were slaves. No one after slavery ended was a slave. Then, there is the issue that other groups may have been treated just as badly as slaves without bearing the title. Examples of this are the Irish. I understand that this country has a history of racism, but if you actually want to know the reason behind why something happens, it involves asking why and turning over all leaves to find that answer. I think leaves isn't the right word here. Not simply having a pre-made answer in one's head, especially after the conditions in the past, which made this answer acceptable, have changed. That being legally encoded and enforced discrimination. Everything is researched from this conclusion, working backwards rather than forward, as in what is the cause of this, and looking at other countries and nations maybe, and not just focusing on the US and everything that's happened in the US. The US is not the only country to have experienced racial tensions or harbor race relationships. What can be changed, knowing that many other countries also had terrible history of violence against groups, not necessarily, mostly not across color lines after all. And for every group that later comes in, they are being added to this history, even though where they came from, they may not have had that influence, whether being in the oppressor role or the oppressed role. But instantly, when they come here, they suddenly take on these personas, which is very strange. I think the conclusion should be reconsidered. I did try and find papers on this, and the majority of them are not even looking at other factors. I know this because of reading Thomas Sowell, and I do have some sources that show some questionable things, like maybe the type of degrees that African Americans tend to earn are not ones that are in highly specialized areas or areas that are in demand. But I know that they're then going to say, well, it's not their fault. Well, at some point, it has to be somebody's fault. Seriously, at some point, the person has to take it on for themselves, but whatever. I'm just going to move on from that statement. I think it is interesting that there isn't much data on this, as persons should be taking counter-arguments seriously, such as these, on holding other variables constant. There is data on Asian incomes, and I think this is becoming very well known. And then I know they're going to say something else, like it's not the same. And it's interesting that Jews are not considered whites, knowing that they have been a long persecuted group. included in America. Third of all, data on inequality can be explained for by other things such as IQ or family structure, though maybe not as a whole, and the data is out there. Even if there is a statistical difference in outcomes such as earnings, we cannot presume that this is due to discrimination or racism. It could be due to characteristics within the group itself, something as simple as person's desire to do something different. It could be due to culture separate from race and associations with culture. Why aren't these things given as much attention? I really don't think they are. People can be afraid to put the responsibility on the victims, but how else will things change? This is really interesting to me again, whether or not it is something internal or external. If it's external, why focus on changing other people? Why not focus on something that you can change that does not need to involve controlling others, especially knowing that the presence of discrimination does not necessarily mean that persons cannot do well. Economic prosperity often comes before the lessening of discrimination, not the other way around. And I know that even then, the blame will still be outsourced to others. Even if someone did do something to you, it is you who decides to respond. This is a side note, but I can tell you that as a teenager, my mother used to annoy me a lot. And I would get upset, and then my father would always tell me, "You can't control her, Desiree. You have to learn to control your own emotions. Like, you can't just react to people all the time." That was his response very often, whether or not that was the best response. It is a true statement. You can't control other people. In trying to help others, you can forever treat them as a puppet being pulled around on a string, but that leaves it up to other people to change their behavior rather than those people. How is that going to work out? How is this not treating them as a child with no agency of their own? Fourth of all, it allows real people to ignore what is going on in front of their real eyes in their real lives, not on the TV. And I'm going to stop here because this is a long video. I'm going to release the next video as soon as possible, hopefully within the next 2 days. I will talk to you soon. Have an awesome day. Goodbye. Now that I'm done with this, I just have to say that I am super antsy. I have not slept. I've been trying to do this video for about a week. As some of you may or may not know, depending on which of my videos you have watched, I work on fishing boats. And I thought I would have a 7-day trip, and then it turned into an 11-day trip. And other things were going on, which I won't even bother to say. And then I got back on land, and then I'm trying to wake myself up early. And then my alarm doesn't go off because my sleep schedule was all messed up from the trip. And then I miss everything. The great thing that's going on in my life right now is that my friend from Jamaica, one of my best friends, is visiting, and that's awesome. I have lots of energy because I haven't really slept. And that sort of makes up for everything. But I have been trying to get this video out, and then my mic that I bought just for this show, which only cost me $50, and I know I have to buy a new one too because there's a lot of static in the background. It doesn't work. I'm just laughing because I have so much energy. I had to stop every time my truck went by, every time my car went by, when the person who was probably hearing me ranting was leaving. And there's the sound of the gravel, the sound of the wheels and the gravel and the car moving. Like that. And then when the garbage truck came by, and then when the school bus came by. See, can you even hear my voice cracking? I sneeze because my immune system isn't as strong when I haven't slept. Did this car leave yet? I think so. I've been killing myself because of sort of failing to be more consistent with when I release the videos. Thank you so much for watching. I am going to make another video in a second about something else.